it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers.
Low snap, get a cock and throw, and it is caught by Brandon Ayuk in the end zone. Ah, no! Tassio! Behind Ayuk right, bunch formation left with Jennings and Kittle. Jimmy got pressure, hit a tuck and now throw on the run. It is caught by George Kittle, breaks a tackle, 5, touchdown! San Francisco!
Kittle down the middle.
Back. It's a play action, a flip to Debo, coming back the other way, left, led by Croft and Trent Williams, and Ayuk breaks a tackle, 20, 10, 5, Debo Samuel all the way into the end zone for a touchdown, Anote, Tentacion, San Francisco! Shotgun looking left, throws for Ayuk, Ayuk will take it down, break a tackle and get in the end zone, touchdown, San Francisco, Ayuk is on fire!
Touchdown number 2!
Boot roll first by Garoppolo left. Wide open is George Kittle down the left sideline. Kittle will break a tackle. Take it all the way to the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco! How did George Kittle score there?
That's how it sounded on KNBR. Everybody jumped into the pool, and the Niners humiliated the Arizona Cardinals 38-10. Jimmy Garoppolo, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. That's no picks in 3 straight games for him. First time he's ever done that in his career. Christian McCaffrey, over 100 yards from scrimmage. Debo Samuel had a 39-yard rushing touchdown. Brandon Ayuk had 2 touchdown catches. So did George Kittle. It was the most complete game the 49ers have played all year long. And oh, by the way, the defense did not allow a single point in the second half for the 3rd straight game. Over that span, the Niners have outscored their opponents 54-0. And the crazy thing is, this was not the usual game script for the 49ers. They couldn't really run the ball early. In fact, they ran it just 7 times in the entire first half. That was the second fewest in Kyle Shanahan's tenure, and it worked. Here was part of Kyle Shanahan's speech to the team after the game.
Guys, hell of a job today, man. 3 weeks in a row is good of 3 team wins in a row that we've had, man. All right, all 3 phases, everyone dominated today. All right, we felt it all week, all right? I said it to you guys before, we said it last night, like, we were feeling you guys, man. We knew we had the opportunity to play like this. man, you guys didn't disappoint, dude.
So the win bumps the Niners to 6-4 on the year, and more importantly, it announces their presence with authority to the rest of the conference and the rest of the league, really. San Francisco is now in first place in the NFC West thanks to a 4-0 record in the division, including a head-to-head win over Seattle in Week 2, and the Niners are the 3 seed in the NFC. All around, it was a fantastic night. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday. Come on now. What do you think I'm going to say? NinersNation.com, baby. All day, smash that refresh button. You know you want to. We'll have grades. We'll have best plays. We'll have all the breakdown you could possibly want. One thing to watch. I don't want to say this out loud, but I kind of have to. Kyle Shanahan said after the game, the Niners had no injuries for the third straight week. Again, grain of salt. Wait for the conference call, but that is a very good sign. Also, if you want, you can catch me on Up and Adams with Kay Adams this morning, 8:05 a.m. Pacific time. One thing you may have missed, here's Jimmy Garoppolo with ESPN's John Sutcliffe after the game. Feels great, baby, indeed. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Niners Nation Podcast Network. Enjoy your Victory Tuesday, everybody. If you missed the Instant Reaction Podcast, you can watch it on the Niners Nation YouTube page or download the podcast right now. Don't worry, we're still going to have the Bully Ball Podcast with Jason Aponte and Steph Sanchez later today. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.
Most of the time, we talk about tech in terms of a handful of gigantic companies, like Google, Meta, and Apple. But some of the most interesting stuff we find online is the product of a single person.
When you're working on your own, I think there's this beauty of being able to come up with an idea and then implement it then in that moment. You don't have to have permission from someone else. There's no red tape.
In the Vergecast series, Solo Acts, we'll get to know these people, the tech they use to get stuff done, and the obstacles they face trying to compete with the giants.
Some people that I talk to and my friends are like, you know, your competitors are Zuckerberg and Musk. Like, aren't you kind of like afraid of that?
Every Monday, our friend Ashley Esqueda will be curating and hosting these interviews and sharing with us what she's learned.
I can't believe the McRib locator was originally a tornado locator.
Right.
Pretty wild.
Listen to our Solo Acts miniseries now in the Vergecast feed, anywhere you find podcasts.